This is the Made for Living Well podcast, hosted by Alexa Sherm, the place to create a life well lived.
Welcome back to the podcast. My name's Alexa, and I'm so honored you're here diving into the newest podcast series with us called Health School. Now, the purpose of Health School is to help show you how to live out health. This isn't about arriving at a destination because, honestly, that's not what health is. Health is a way of life. And really, health is the tool to help you live your life and to live out that purpose that you were called for. The problem is that I don't think a lot of us understand what that purpose of life is. Yes, we attach it to earthly things, but really, without that purpose, we lose our sense of self, and then we chase things like health because we've attached that to our purpose. But I want to be clear about this. Health is not your purpose in life. Health was designed to be the tool to live your purpose. And yet, somewhere along the way, we've decided that health is a purpose on its own. But I really believe that's just one of the greatest distraction techniques keeping you from actually living out what you were called for. And this brings in the faith element to health, and the one we so often neglect, both in the faith world and in the health world. And I know it seems easier to understand if we just separate out these specific components. It's why we have the health world, and we have the psychology world, and then we have our soul and our spiritual world. But they're really all interconnected. And in my own personal journey, it was when I started to see that connection that I start to understand them in a new way. And not just understand it, but actually start to experience it. And if there's nothing I want more, it's to help you experience health so that you can generate it and create it and really get out and live your God-given purpose. Stop distracting yourself with health. Health is not your purpose here. It's just a tool to live your purpose. And now that I drilled that into your head, I really want to dive into today's podcast, talking about your sense of self-identity. Now, I know it's interesting that I'm like, this is a faith podcast and we're going to talk about yourself. This tripped me up for a really long time. In fact, I had a lot of really old and unhealthy beliefs that were not biblical about your sense of self-identity. In fact, I really thought that I shouldn't have a sense of self-identity because that would be selfish. And that would be against what I knew the gospel was in a way to die to self so that you can live for Christ. But in the process of that and distorting that in my own understanding, I really missed the true meaning of all of that. And in the process, I arguably became a lot more selfish. Not because I wanted to, but because that's what happens, perhaps even subconsciously, when we lack the security. And that's why I don't really think that God's asking us to die to self without truly embracing and understanding His security, what He gave us, how He's protecting us, and the life He's established for us, which I think is why His only message here on earth was that of His kingdom, of building His kingdom and establishing us as heirs, as citizens of that kingdom, which comes with a whole level of its own sense of safety. And there truly is a lot of power in safety. And I want to make this clear. Safety is one of the determining factors of your entire mind and biology. But think about it. Think about the last time you were scared or overwhelmed, or even if you struggle with this mild but constant anxiety. There's always this level of fear, and that fear is shifting your thought process and your entire biology. It's even shifting your beliefs, altering them in a way that makes you more concerned with yourself, because most of fear ends up in this form of isolation. It really is a self-consuming place, and it leads you down a path that's more isolated. And with isolation comes competitiveness. It's really against what you were designed to be, and out of that comes a flood of unhealthy biological responses that also produce a sense of isolation. And in isolation, as we've learned in the previous podcast, breeds disease. Sickness, injury, and disease are all a form of self-isolation. And what happens inside your soul is a product of what's happening at the cellular level. So if you're experiencing cell deep burnout, you're most likely also experiencing a sense of soul deep burnout, where you've lost your sense of self or you've lost your essence. And that's why today I want to talk about that sense of essence and that sense of self-identity, not to inflate yourself. An inflation of self is out of an unhealthy response or a need for protection. It's out of fear, not safety. And it really confines your life more than it offers a sense of freedom. Now, I know this is backwards from what we see in the world, where this form of freedom is viewed as this highly independent, even isolated life. It's formed out of this competitive nature. But I need to be clear, that's not how we were designed. And when you're doing that in your outside world, that's also happening in your inner world. Again, what's happening in your soul is happening in your cells. And if we really want to be healthy, we have to get back to establishing what it means to thrive, what it means to live in security, which is really coming to this place where you have such a healthy sense of identity that you become more selfless, where you become more interconnected rather than independent. And truly, humans were designed interdependent with one another, with all of life, and ultimately dependent on a greater God. That is our source of energy. Now, if we go back to the ego, I think this is really fascinating in helping us to establish why our sense of self-identity is so important, not just biologically, but even spiritually. It really helps us to see that the highest form of self is not the selfish form of self. That is actually a very unhealthy form of self. The place where you are so concerned with you is generally a sign that you're living in some form of fear or insecurity. Again, it's another backwards concept because even when we look at the world of confidence, we often think of confidence as being very infatuated with yourself. It's kind of this selfish sort of thing. And I think in the Christian space, why so many people struggle with health is because we've viewed a lot of these quote unquote healthy things as very unhealthy or against what God called us to be. But that's not it at all. And we miss the mark. We miss the holy confidence that God wants to gift us so that we can live out his purpose and establish his kingdom here on earth when we misunderstand our sense of identity. And we misunderstand what it means to die to self and live for Christ. So if we back this boat up, let's just be clear. Your sense of self-identity does not automatically inflate yourself. In fact, it's the opposite. Confidence, in the words of Timothy Keller, is not thinking more of yourself or less of yourself. It's thinking about yourself less. Like it's getting to the place where you're so sure of yourself that you don't even have to be consumed by yourself, but that you can go out and live your life, that you can live for more things. And this is where I want us to get, and it's not going to be easy in a process, but it does start by understanding when your ego is starting to feel threatened. Because it's your ego or your sense of self-identity that is really going to direct your thoughts, your actions, and your biology to respond accordingly. And yes, even your faith or where you attach your security. Meaning, we have to be concerned with where we're finding our identity. And this is a topic for another day, but I think a lot of us are trying to find identities and things that were not created to be our identity. And we're just trying to shove things into this box that we call our identity, and we're just congesting it and in the process creating some sort of crisis because we don't really know inside of that box what we truly identify with. And when you don't know what you identify with, you tend to lose your sense of self. And this is where you ignite or you start to inflate your ego. It's out of self-protection, of not having that place of safety that you can truly rest in. And as soon as you start to inflate your ego, you become most concerned with yourself. And in the process of that, you increase competition, where you start to see other people and other things as a threat. And eventually, this can lead to isolation. And again, what's happening inside your soul or with your ego is happening on the level of every single cell inside your biology, which is why we have to talk about this not only in the faith space, because having a healthy body to get out and live your God-given purpose was a call of God, but it also must happen in the health space. Because if we are not satisfied at our soul level, if we are not filled with the right identity, technically, we will lose ourselves, not for the gain of Christ, but for the gain of self. And when we lose ourselves and our identity becomes inflated, we'll often try to rebalance that in very worldly things. We'll try to find our identity in things that can't truly bring us our sense of safety. Things that can be taken away just as fast as we are established, like your health, like money, like other earthly relationships, perhaps even your job. And I'm not saying those things are important, but what things can perish here on earth should not be established as our identity, because then you're always teetering with threats. You're always a little concerned when the shoe's gonna drop. You're always concerned about what foods might make you gain weight. You're always concerned about what venture might bring the most money. You're always concerned with things that really aren't that fulfilling, that only inflate your ego, your sense of competition, and a life of isolation. It's the opposite of the gift God gave us and what it means to die to self, not to inflate your sense of self, but because you're so sure of yourself that then you can go out and live for other things. We just miss it because we haven't fully understand our need for it. And there is a true human need of having a healthy self-identity. It's not selfish. In fact, a lack of identity is what becomes selfish because it becomes your inflated sense of self, which leads you to build your own kingdom. Most likely one that can come crumbling down, always igniting a threat and making you live more in the state of fight or flight, more in the state of unhealth, keeping you distracted from the things that are really going to fulfill your life. I think one of God's greatest gifts to us was allowing us to place our identity as a child of God. And I know we say those words a lot, and I don't think that we really always understand it to the degree in which it is infecting and influencing even every single one of our trillion cells inside of our biology, not to mention our thoughts, how we interact with others, the life that we are living and even building here on earth, and really our purpose, a purpose that is only fulfilled by having that solid identity. Because without that identity, we're always searching, we're always longing, and we're always living in this insecurity. Really, life isn't fulfilled in the way that we experience. And I love the words that Jesus speaks in John 10:10, which is kind of the story about him reminding his people that he is the shepherd, the good shepherd, that desires to be the door where people can come and be safe and secure. And not only that, but to truly live in joy and passion and excitement. And that's why he says in John 10:10, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, but I come that you may have life and have it abundantly. Again, abundantly can come in a lot of forms, but it's not just money and it's not just prosperity and it's not just what we have deemed as safety. But in Psalm 23, he reminds us that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Or in other versions, it says, I lack nothing, I don't need anything, because he has bedded me in green pasture. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. and he leads me in the path of righteousness. He lets me catch my breath and sends me in the right direction for his name's sake. He is the source of life that we're looking for. And really, when we establish that as our identity, that we become infatuated with that sense of self-identity, that then we can go out and live and we can find health and experience it and embrace it for all that it was designed. Because all these things that we created as our purpose, as our identity, that aren't really producing what we've been led to believe that they will, we can shift that and live and establish our identity as a child of God. So many things change. And don't get me wrong. I am the work in progress in all of this. And I have had my own struggles even just this week and trying to understand and chase an identity that was not my identity. And in the process, I became most concerned with myself. Literally, I had the most massive meltdown, pity party. I was going to quit everything. No one cared. I mean, it sounds really immature in this moment, but it was so real to me. It's that place of hopeless desperation. Like, what is even the purpose of life? And I think we start to ask those hard questions and we get ourselves in those places partially out of our humanness, right? Like, this is when we lose our sense of self, when we lose our sense of self-identity. We really do become more infatuated with ourselves, most often not in the most positive ways. And it's here that this kind of evil spiral can begin, where you just start to go down that path of like, life does feel purposeless. There isn't a lot of hope there. But when I come back and I see myself as God sees me, things start to change. Then it's not about what I can do, but it's about what he's done and what I can enjoy because he's done. It's not to say that I'm not going to work or do the things that God's asked me to, but that work is done in a different way because it's established a response of safety. Safety is critical in the health of our whole. Although it's the starting point, we actually do want so much more. And I found this quote from Desiring God, and it said, "None of us wants merely to be safe. The human heart wants infinitely more than safety. Yes, safety is one of our basic needs, and it's a necessity. We want to be protected from what can destroy us. But more than that, we want life. We want abundant life, overflowing life, deep life, weighty life, a joy-filled life. We don't just want to survive, we want to thrive at every level of our humanness. And we were made for this." And when I found that, like, I instantly thought, this is everything I've been trying to say, right? Like, this is why I'm in this space and what I've wrestled with for so long and trying to escape the hell space altogether, because I fear too often we're just trying to establish health because we think that is our purpose, or that it will somehow develop our purpose and become our sense of self. Like, we'll find ourselves when we arrive, and I can't help but think that has done so much harm to the world as a whole and to ourselves. With that faint but believable lie that has deceived us into making us feel like we have to arrive in order to live. I want nothing more to flip that on the head, because it couldn't be further from the truth of what it means to fully live and really what it means to live out your God-given purpose. We were made to thrive. And that is established when we understand ourselves as a child of God. Now, I don't mean to get emotional, but I heard someone tell me something that was rather life-changing for me, very hard to do, especially when you don't have a great sense of self. And I think a lot of people find ourselves here. Like, we can say all the things that are wrong about ourselves. Like, we can say all the things that we hate. But God loves you, and he made you, and he created you for a purpose, with a purpose, with him in mind, because he loved you. And I want to help you see that, because it really does expand your view of life. Instead of being this small world and this small God, it makes life so big, so abundant, so beautiful, so necessary. And it really does bring something else to the table. So with that said, someone said, what if you just take a minute and sit down and listen to God tell you all the things he likes about you? Of course, that list started with the basic biblical answers, right? Like, I'm a citizen of heaven. I'm made in the image of him. But then it really started to evolve and almost get a little bit more elementary. And all the other things he was saying that he liked about me. And again, take it at what you will. But I just challenge you, you know, as we start this series of health school, like, this is important. Your self-identity is going to shape every other topic we touch on. It's going to start to shift your entire being and your purpose here. And if we can't establish that, then health means nothing, because health is the tool to live that out. So we do have to establish our sense of self-identity, partly because it creates the safety that our biology needs to thrive, but also because, again, it gives you that sense of direction, that movement forward, and it does generate so much energy. Like, if we go back to the previous podcast and we look at the emotional chart of energy, right? Like, we were intended to live that joy-filled life. Even when you move up that chart, you'll see more of like the enlightenment category. And I think there in that enlightenment, it's truly living in that sense of self-identity, of living as a child to God. And in the process of that, you get to die to your old selfish way that is just chasing and attempting and trying and struggling. And you get to live in the freedom of living for Christ. And that is our gift, one of the greatest gifts, that we are a child, an heir, a citizen of heaven that he wants to establish here on earth. And he gave us dominion and power to live that out. But we're diminishing that when we really are faltering in our own sense of self. It's not something you have to establish, but it's been established for you. And it's a gift you get to choose. And God speaking words over you that are so easy to dismiss, to ignore, that we're letting the deceptions of the world override. But I want you to take some time to just sit with God. And I want you to make your own list of the things he likes about you. What did he say about you? And what is he speaking over you right now? And allow yourself to understand where you have established an identity that is not fulfilling, that is not secure, and to start to rip those things away, not to say that they aren't important in life, but they certainly don't need to fill your identity. But they can be a product of establishing your identity in something that is secure. Because I promise you, you'll be a better mom when you recognize that your identity is a child of God and your purpose is a mom. It makes it less about what you have to do and more about what God's already done. And I know I'm rambling and I really want you to understand this, but I think it really does start with understanding, what did God call you and what does he say about you? Not just in these big churchy words, but in the elementary language that we can really understand. He wants to rip your heart wide open and he wants to be your sense of safety and your security. And he wants to give you the gift of life and life abundantly. And that is my prayer for you. And as I walk this journey too, it really does establish a change in your entire biology and your life. As we move forward, as we talk about the nervous system and why safety is so important, I hope you come back to this message time and time again. Okay, that is it for this podcast, but make sure you head to The Living Well to get all the information on today's show. All of the podcasts can be found at thelivingwell.com/326. And while you're there, don't forget to take the energy quiz. It will truly help you start to implement some practices that will help you to feel more energized and alive. I'll see you over there and back here in the next podcast. Thanks for tuning in.